We're here at the Midwest Ag Expo, and one of the exhibitors you will see when you first walk in the north entrance is Warner Farm Equipment. Warner Farm Equipment has been coming to the show for a number of years, and I have the pleasure right now to talk to John and Troy from Warner's. Good to see you guys.
Hi.
And Troy?
Thank you.
Because guys are getting ready to get their planters ready to roll, and you are the guys in charge of the parts, John.
Yeah, we got a full stock right now, and we should have everything that in stock that people would need, and come and see us and get it ready.
You guys have the largest inventory in the whole state of Illinois.
That's what I've been told. Looking at the inventory, I'd believe it.
Well, if you don't have it, you can have it the next day. That's important as guys are getting ready.
I've ordered stuff, and it's been here less than 24 hours from Kinze Direct, and we only deal in directly Kinze parts.
So what are some of the things guys need to be on the lookout right now as they start getting ready to have their planter worked on?
Disc openers, make sure they're up to spec in your no-till blades. A lot of these planters have the parallel arm with the bushings in those, and make sure those are ready and whatever else they think they need to check out.
Meter testing to have that done.
Yep, we do that. Troy will handle the testing part of it, but we've got the machine to do it.
And Troy, if they're wanting to trade for a new planter, you can fix them up there.
Yeah, we've got some nice used equipment right on hand right now. We've also got some new ones. Well, if that's what they need, we can set them up.
Talk about this planter that's on display here. You were telling me before we went on the air with this report about all the features. It's a 15-inch Rowan.
It's 15-inch. This is a 1631. The number of it is a 5670. I believe that it has been out for 1 year. It was introduced 1 year ago, I believe. This is our first one of this style like this that we've had. It's a high-speed planter, and you can plant up to 12 miles an hour with it. You can really get a lot done at that kind of speed.
You were showing me some of the software that will work with it to be able to calibrate it and look at all the meters on it. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yes, the thing that operates it is a Dell computer in the cab. It's a touch screen, and each year there are updates that Kinze comes up with new ideas to be able to put on this planter to make it more convenient for the farmer. It's got its own built-in test station for the meters and the drop tubes, which is very phenomenal software to be able to do that right in your farm barn lot. The technology that we have on this planter is just amazing, and it's all to make more convenience and to make the farmer have better abilities to have the best crop that he could possibly have.
And of course, being able to plant up to 12 miles an hour, you can get a lot of acres planted in a short period of time.
Oh yes. You know, back in the days of the mechanical planters, usually a rule of thumb was 5.5, maybe up to 6 mile an hour. These days with this planter, 6 mile an hour is basically the minimum, because you get better optimum drop and seed performance by going between 6 and 12 mile an hour with this planter. So the difference in that at the end of the day is a huge amount of acres more to be able to get done.
Especially if you got a short window to get stuff planted in.
That's exactly right. Everybody knows in the Midwest that the weather is not always cooperating.
Well, you were showing me the demonstration with the Dell computer there of the calibration modes and things that it can do. That'd be something we invite listeners to come over to Warner Farm Equipment right there at the shop where you could show them this.
Absolutely. That's a test stand that we have right there, and I'd be happy to show anybody the abilities of that. And they really have to see it firsthand to really get a good justification of what it's capable of doing.
Several years ago, you came out with the Blue Vantage. Tell me about that.
The Blue Vantage is something that John at Kinze came up with because they wanted their own monitor instead of having multiple different monitors. And they got together with Dell Computer. And it is a laptop that you can actually take out of its holder through the winter months. And you can sit basically in your nice warm house in a comfortable chair, and you can practice in a training mode on. And that training mode is just great ability, because when it comes time to go to the field, you don't want to be wondering what to do. And so they can get practice at learning how it runs right there in the comfort of your own home. And then when it's time to go, you're all set. It's just a fabulous option, and it really is a great upgrade.
And of course, someone comes in and buys a planter, they're going to get some training from you on how to utilize that.
Absolutely. We can sit there and we can go through each thing. We can show them how to unfold it, how to fold it. There's cameras on the machine. There's so many different options that you have that as you're going through the field, you can change all these things on go abilities to adjust. And so it's not anymore about getting off and having to make sure adjust this or that. You can do it right from the seat of your tractor.
And we were talking before going on with this report, you won't have to worry about counting rows if you buy this planter.
That's true. The technology is here. I'm not really sure whether it's this year or whether it's 2027. There's an ability to be able to, the outside rows, to have them set to where come this fall, you're going to be able to see a little gap to where you don't have to count rows with your combine to know where to pull in to start picking corn. So if a guy ever runs a combine and is sitting there counting rows, he always knows after he gets to the tail end, if he blinks, he better not blink because he may miscount, and then he's got to start all over again. But with this machine, you possibly can have the where you can find that visually instead of having to count.
And when they buy from Warner Farm Equipment, they get that special service after the sale. It's so important.
Absolutely. It's not just see you later. We're there all the time at your beck and call. When you call and you need some help, we'll be there.
You'll take care of them, or John will take care of them with parts, right, John?
Yep. We're there all the time. We're 7 days a week in season, and we'll take care of getting them stuff.
Now, I know one of the most popular series that it was sold by Kinze for many, many years and still available is the 3600 series, and you can still get parts for them?
Yeah, we can go back to the 2600s even, and the 3600 now has become a 3605, I believe, on some of the stuff. But, yeah, we got the parts for all of them, and when we get a new planter like this, we'll have parts available right away.
Well, the nice thing about the staff there, you guys just don't take this as a job. You live and breathe agriculture, Troy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's what we do. I even, myself and John, we get to run equipment ourselves, so we've got a firsthand take of what it's all about. And then you got Gene there, and the support of Gene is phenomenal. He's been in the business for so many years. He just has a lot stored up there.
You guys will be celebrating the 50th anniversary this year. You started in 1976. Doesn't seem possible.
No, I haven't been there for all of it, but I know Gene. He knows about everybody he sold a planter to.
Well, guys, I want to thank you for taking time to visit with us here, and we'll look forward to catching up with you as we get toward the planting season. And you'll be ready there to take care of them on parts.
Yep, sure will.
So. And if they're ready to trade or get a new combine, you're the guy to talk to, Troy.
All right, that sounds good.
Thank you, Troy and John, joining us from Warner Farm Equipment. They are just southwest of Rantoul. You can't miss them. And you can stop here, of course, at the Midwest Ag Expo and see the displays. Don't forget, if you need a grain cart, they'll take care of you there as well.